Good evening, my dear friends, and welcome to this live recording of Evening Prayer of Vespers from our little monastery here in the beautiful South Lakes of the United Kingdom. If you have a candle nearby, I would love you to light your candle too, so that together we can send out a positive light out into the universe and hold every child of God, regardless of their belief, their color, or gender orientation, and welcome them into the arms of a loving God. We begin our evening prayer this evening with the prologue to the Thursday evening communions of our brother and sister Essenes of Mount Sinai. We enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the Heavenly Father, Mother God, the Earthly Mother and all the great Masters, and reverence to the holy, pure and saving teaching, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. Thursday evening we commune with the Angel of Wisdom, saying, Angel of Wisdom, descend upon my thinking body and enlighten all my thoughts. Superior currents of thought are then sent and attracted by the thinking body, while the individual contemplates all thought on earth and in the cosmic ocean of thought. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste and help us. Glory be to the Father, Mother God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. Those words were taken from Psalm 139, verses 11 to 12. Let us be still and aware of God's presence within and all around us. And our opening prayer reads, I am bending my knee in the eye of the God who created me, in the eye of the Son, the cosmic Christ, who died for me, in the eye of the Spirit, who moves me in love and in desire, for the many gifts you have bestowed upon me, each day and night, each sea and land, each weather fair, each calm, each wild. Thanks be to you, O God. So we come now, my brothers and sisters, and we just spend a moment in reflective silence, reminding ourselves that you and I are on a journey of love. Our time on this earth obviously is limited, and earth is not our eternal home. We are passing through to an eternal city of love, where our Father, Mother God awaits us. But until that time, you and I are invited to surrender our heart to that inner voice of love, speaking to us 24/7, and to use our life proactively by becoming ambassadors of peace. Let us be still, and remind ourselves that as a child of God, not religion, a child who embraces a spiritual path of peace, love, justice, and try and see the face of God in the heart of the marginalized, those whom society rejects. Let us come now and celebrate our birthright as a child of God. I would like to read Psalm 61 from the Old Testament Bible. In God alone is my soul at rest, my help comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress, I stand firm. How long will you all attack one man to break him down, as though he were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence? Their plan is only to destroy, they take pleasure in lies. With their mouth they utter blessing, but in their hearts they curse. In God alone be at rest my soul, for my hope comes from Him. Take refuge in God, all you people. Trust Him at all times. Pour out your hearts before Him, for God is our refuge and our strength. I would like to read to you, if I may, a reading from 1 Peter. Blessed be the God and Father, Mother of our Lord Jesus the Cosmic Christ, who in His great mercy has given you and me a new birth as His Son by raising Jesus the Christ from the dead, so that we have a sure hope and the promise of an inheritance that can never be spoiled or soiled and never fade away, because it has been kept for you in the heavens. Through your faith, God's power will guard you until the salvation which has been prepared is revealed at the end of time. And now I would like to share with you a spiritual reflection for your soul, given to us by Mahatma Gandhi. A no uttered from the deepest conviction is better than a yes, merely uttered to please, or worse, to avoid trouble. A coward is incapable of exhibiting love. It is the prerogative of the brave. A man is but the product of his thoughts, what he thinks, he becomes. A man who was completely innocent offered himself as a sacrifice for the good of others, including his enemies, and became the ransom of the world. It was a perfect act. A nation's culture resides in the heart and in the soul of its people. A policy is a temporary creed liable to be changed, but while it holds good, it has to be pursued with apostolic zeal. A principle is the expression of perfection, and as imperfect beings like us cannot practice perfection, we devise every moment limits of its compromise in practice. A religion that takes no account of practical affairs and does not help to solve them is no religion. That was by the great spiritual man himself, Mahatma Gandhi. Let us reflect on those words. For those words come from a heart that was inspired by his love of the Supreme, a man who left you and me sacred footprints to emulate so that we could bring peace to a world that is living in conflict. Relax now, and let us listen for that inner voice, the voice of your God, speak to you. Speak words of encouragement to your heart. But sadly today, many are unable to hear that inner voice, whether it's because of illness, OCD, depression, despair, intractable pain, or stubbornness of heart, or maybe fear. And fear is an illusion. It's like a cancer that destroys the spirit of God, and it alienates the soul from embracing nirvana. I have a short reading based on Psalm 139 verse 5. You have laid your hand upon me. What does God want you to do right now? David writes, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Psalm 139 verse 16. God put you here for a reason. But that doesn't mean others will understand it or agree with it. Nehemiah's critics thought he was on an ego trip, getting the prophets to speak well of him and only out to enrich himself. Paul's critics called him a madman, a fool, and a babbler. Christ's adversaries said that he was controlled by a devil. And my adversaries put me down by accusing me of being a scammer, an evil person, even members of my own family. They put me on the internet as someone who is not a man of God. And though hurtful and spiteful, we pray a blessing for them, because clearly something that they see in me leaves them with an unsettled spirit. What could that be? What does it matter what anybody thinks of you, as long as you're at peace within yourself, with your conscience, and with your God? Expect attack and be ready for it. Don't let it keep you from moving forward. Journalist Anna Quindlen, who won a Pulitzer Prize in 1992, had a dream in her heart that took her down a road others couldn't understand. In an address to the class of 2002 at Sarah Lawrence College, Quindlen explained, when I quit the New York Times to be a full-time mother, the voices of the world said it was nuts. When I quit the paper again to be a novelist, they said I was nuts again. But if success is not on your own terms, if it looks good to the world but does not feel good in your soul, it is not success at all. David said, you have laid your hand upon me. When a dream comes from God, it will seem outrageous to more than a few people. You have to come to a place of overcoming some naysayers to achieve it. That's okay. If someone tries to silence your hope or deny your progress in the course of pursuing your dream, maybe that person isn't your friend. But as God, whose father, mother, loving and supportive, are a true friend, for they sent their son, the cosmic Christ, who gave his life out of love, not out of fear, so that you and me could be free. Could be free to follow our dream. A dream. What is the dream? The dream, for me, is to love my God tenderly, to walk humbly before my God, and to do whatever my heart guides me to do, regardless of how I'm perceived by others. For what you and I do behind closed doors is seen by our God, and it doesn't matter what other people think, does it? So let us come now to this place. Let us hold one another in love. Because prayer is a powerful weapon. It's a weapon of love from a soul yearning to connect with its God. And prayer is not just for nuns and monks and people like me living the contemplative life. Prayer should be from every heart of every child of God. And what you and I are doing now is, in a way, a very powerful, though practical prayer. Because we're celebrating our life. We're giving thanks to God for the simple things we don't see or take for granted. For example, when did you last hear a blackbird sing? When did you last stand and admire the sunrise or sunset? All free gifts from God. So maybe we have to retreat from our mind of fear, retreat from the world in crisis, and come to our heart in the silence, and listen to that inner voice speak to us. Let us pray now for peace that an end to war will be achieved through prayer, that mankind will cease doing the terrible atrocities it is guilty of to the children of God. Let us pray for prisoners, especially those on death row in America. Let us pray for the victims of that awful disaster in Washington State, where many were buried alive in the mudslides, and where a whole community are in mourning and at a loss as to why a God of love would allow this. But a God of love didn't allow it. It was nature in revolt and our total lack of respect for the gift of earth that God has given to us, where we abuse this planet Earth, where we rape it of its richness for selfish ends. So let us pray for our beautiful Earth, for a return within the hearts of all mankind, to a place of respect for the animal kingdom, with as much right to be here as we do. Let us pray for an end to violence, domestic violence, especially to young girls and women. Let us pray for an end to poverty, and that those who have plenty will share their richness and riches with others. For the homeless, for the unemployed, for those on benefit, for our elderly, many of whom live in fear of being attacked by young people. But let us not forget our young people, because many of them are good. Many may have lost direction and given up hope. Let us pray for the leaders of all religious denominations, that they will unite with one another and promote peace from grassroots by example. Let us hold one another, and let us remember dear Pam and her faith journey and our little granddaughter. Let us remember dear sister Eleanor and Elizabeth, especially Elizabeth's son Larry, who was held at gunpoint at the supermarket yesterday in Philadelphia with his young son, where young lads confiscated his salary and all they wanted was money and jewelry. And not so long ago they attacked an elderly lady coming from the same supermarket. Why do people behave in such a cruel way to one another, especially in times of recession, when we are all feeling the pinch, even in monasteries? Yes. Let us send love, light and blessing to Larry, and thank God he's safe and well, though shocked. And for dear Elizabeth, who as a mom, naturally, was worried and concerned for her son. Let us pray for dear Eleanor, that her visit to the hospital today for our IV therapy went well and there'll be minimal side effects. We pray for dear brother Harry, who's 34 tomorrow. We pray for our sister Diane, that she will continue to grow strong and given the strength of God to battle with her MS and her other intractable pain issues. We hold all the brothers and sisters of our community around the world who live and lead a simple life from their monastery without walls and who dedicate their hearts to a loving God for peace and for unity within the whole family of God. So let us come, let us hold one another, let us pray with each other now, and let us be still in the presence of God. Our Father, Mother God Supreme, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us tonight our daily bread. Forgive us our foibles, our failings, our indiscretions, our laziness. Lead us not astray. Protect us from fear and negativity. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. And coming to my little prayer book from my own earth, our little book of Celtic prayers, a joy to my heart. We say, O God, I place myself with those who struggle this night. I am here in need. I am here in pain. I am here alone. O God, help me. And our closing prayer, O Christ, you are a bright flame before me. You are a guiding star above me. You are the light and love I see in others' eyes. Keep me, O cosmic Christ, in a love that is tender. Keep me, O cosmic Christ, in a love that is true. Keep me, O cosmic Christ, in a love that is strong. Tonight, tomorrow, and always. And with that, we have our Celtic Franciscan fourfold blessing. May God bless you with a restless discomfort about easy answers, half-truths, and superficial relationships, so that you may seek truth boldly and love deep within your heart. May God bless you with holy anger at injustice, oppression, and exploitation of people, so that you may tirelessly work for justice, freedom, and peace among all people. May God bless you with the gift of tears, to shed with those who suffer from pain, rejection, starvation, or the loss of all that they cherish, so that you may reach out your hand to comfort them and transform their pain into joy. May God bless you with enough foolishness to believe that yes, you really can make a difference in this world, so that you are able with God's grace to do what others claim cannot be done. And the blessing of God, the Supreme Majesty, and our Creator, Jesus the Cosmic Christ, the Incarnate Word, who is our brother and Savior, Mentor, and the Holy Spirit, our Advocate and Guide, be with you, and remain with you, this day and forevermore. Amen. Go in the peace of all that you love. Go in the name of a loving God, who invites you to come home to your heart. Namaste. Shalom. Inshallah, Pax et Bonum, Om Shanti, Solo de Caritas, Salam Aleikum, and may the peace of your God truly bless you and all your loved ones. Amen.